from the book of Job, what we just heard. But ask the animals, and they will teach you. The birds of the air, and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth, and they will teach you. And the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. In writer Rick Bass's book about his dog named Coulter, Bass describes how he came to own the dog. Some neighbors had a female dog that had a litter of puppies. One day when the puppies were a little older, one of the neighbors drove a truck over to borrow a cup of sugar. He lived in the country with the mother dog and the two remaining puppies in the front seat. One of the puppies was stocky and well-built, a real good-looking dog. The other, according to Bass, was bony, cross-legged, pointy-headed, and goofy-looking. The good-looking puppy was, of course, already spoken for. And before he knew it, Rick had written a check for the second puppy, the funny-looking one. And this is what he said about the moment he decided to do that. Maybe those of you who have pets, you remember the moment you decided. He said this, "How we fall into grace. You can't work or earn your way into it. You just fall. It lies below. It lies beyond. It comes to you unbidden." Oh, Rick, you nailed it. When with fear and trembling, or with impulsiveness, or with great joy, we decide to invite a pet into our home and into our lives, we fall into grace, a grace we did not work or earn our way into. It is a grace that lies below and beyond. It comes to us unbidden and comes to us in ways we never could have arranged for ourselves. And this really is what a life in God is all about, isn't it? We make decisions, not all of them well advised, about the people we love, the jobs we take, and the pets we allow into our lives. And then from these decisions, we are propelled into a journey full of challenges, full of new things to learn, and full of the many graces that come our way in this seemingly little simple decision we've made that is actually God's opportunity to teach us, to challenge us, and most of all, to bless us. This is what the writer of the book of Job seems to be telling us. There he goes again. In that wonderful passage we heard just a moment or two ago, all of life, to include our relationships with animals, proceeds from the hand of the living God, the Creator who made the world and all that is in it. And as this same writer points out, within that world, you and I have much to learn from animals, from creatures unlike us, from those we choose to live with day in and day out, especially from those. I made the decision to invite my dog Teddy into my life at a really low moment in my life, now some 12 years ago. I was in the middle of getting a divorce, oh yes, and I just made the decision. I called the breeder and then drove down to her house in the southern part of Washington State. Once there, I picked out this little fluffy, headstrong, male Westie puppy and took him home with me that day. At first, I felt completely incompetent to care for him. I had had dogs before, but for some reason it's like babies. I didn't know what to do. But in caring for him over time, I learned more from Teddy about standing my ground than I had from any assertiveness training. I learned more from Teddy about curiosity than any class I'd ever taken. I learned more from Teddy about constancy than I had learned from many of my relationships with human beings. And this is to say nothing about what I learned from Teddy about devotion, about physical closeness, about being alert to the natural world, about joy, about finding calm in the midst of anxiety, and about play. I learned a lot about play. What are some of the things you've learned from your animal companions? Just think about it for a moment. What are some things you've learned? Today, as we are blessing this memorial garden, a place where people like you and I can place the ashes of the pets we have loved and can remember all that they've meant to us. When we do this, we're of course remembering and honoring the relationship we and others had with a specific animal who had a specific name that we or others had given to him or her. Let's hear some of those names right now out loud.
Teddy.
Teddy.
Oliver.
Connie. Murphy.
Digger.
Digger.
Rascal.
So while we're, it's a course about specific beloved animals, I believe we're also doing something else. We're acknowledging and, yes, celebrating the grace that is poured out upon us from the hand of a creator who gives us the world and its animals as our companions and teachers. And we're remembering that through the coming of Jesus, we have been called into relationship with parts of the creation, people, places, creatures who are not like us. And through that unlikeness, we are given something we cannot just give ourselves alone. For he is the way. Follow him through the land of unlikeness. You will see rare beasts and have unique adventures. He is the truth. Seek him in the kingdom of anxiety. You will come to a great city that has expected your return for years. He is the life. Love him in the world of the flesh, and at your marriage, all its occasions shall dance for joy.